by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our morning program, our morning show. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Now, today's topic, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is brilliant, it's beautiful. Please do stick with us, inshallah, as usual. We shall begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما إذا ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ما شاء الله beautiful verses of the glorious Quran my dear viewers the Quran itself remember is that miracle which is amongst us today And because, subhanAllah, yes, we have listened to the Qur'an, something to add to our list is to recite the Qur'an daily. Whether that be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour if possible, yes. As much as you can recite the glorious Qur'an. It is, my dear viewers, honestly, so beautiful.
even whilst you're, and this is one of the miracles of the Quran, that whilst you are reciting the Quran, the feeling you get whilst reciting it, mashallah, just reciting the Quran, you enjoy it so much, my dear viewers. Listening to the Quran is so beautiful. Inshallah, I make an intention to, inshallah, never to forget to recite the Quran. You also do try, my dear viewers on Madani channel. Let's move on to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before that, I would like to introduce my topic. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I shall be speaking about softness, kindness, love and affection, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was a mercy for all the world. Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have not sent you, but meaning I have only sent you as a mercy for all the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for all the world. How can we not be merciful when he is our prophet? How can we not be merciful when he is the last and final prophet of Allah, the last and final messenger of Allah? He is our beloved, he is beloved to us, my dear viewers. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for the world. We too should be merciful. We too should be kind. We too should be polite and be soft. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله عجب بندہ نوازی ہے عجب شان کریمی ہے جو اٹھا با مراد اٹھا میرے آقا کی محفل سے جو اٹھا با مراد اٹھا میرے آقا کی محفل سے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ ہم کو اپنی طلب سے سوا چاہیے ہم کو اپنی طلب سے سوا چاہیے ہم کو اپنی طلب سے سوا چاہیے آپ جیسے ہے ویسی عطا چاہیے آپ جیسے ہے ویسی عطا چاہیے قدم بھی نہ ہم چل سکیں گے حضور ایک قدم بھی نہ چل سکیں گے حضور قدم پر کرم آپ کا چاہیے ہر قدم پہ کرم آپ کا چاہیے آپ جیسے ہے ویسی عطا چاہیے آستان حبیب بے خدا اس کے سوا چاہیے اور کیا ہم کو اس کے سوا چاہیے آپ جیسے ہے ویسی عطا چاہیے ہم کو اپنی طلب سے سوا چاہیے آپ اپنی غلامی کی دے دے سند آپ اپنی غلامی کی دے دے سند بس یہی عزت و مرتبہ چاہیے بس یہی عزت و مرتبہ چاہیے آپ جیسے ہے ویسی عطا چاہیے اپنے قدموں کا دھو ون عطا کیجیے اپنے قدموں کا دھوبن عطا کیجیے ہم مریضوں کو آب شفا چاہیے ہم مریضوں کو آب شفا چاہیے سبز گنبد کی ہمیں سائگی بخش دے سبز گنبد کی ہم سائگی بخش دے یہ مسلسل کرم اے خدا چاہیے یہ مسلسل کرم اے خدا چاہیے حشر کی چلچلا تی ہوئی دھوپ میں ان کے دامن کی ٹھنڈی ہوا چاہیے ان کے دامن کی ٹھنڈی ہوا چاہیے درد جامی ملے نعت خالد لکھو درد جامی ملے نعت خالد لکھو اور اندازِ احمد رضا چاہیے اور اندازِ احمد رضا چاہیے ہم کو اپنی طلب سے سوا چاہیے آقا آپ جیسے ویسی عطا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Pandanshan, welcome back to our morning show, morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Now, alhamdulillah, today we have another topic, mashallah. What is today's topic? Today's topic, my dear viewers, is very, very important. Generally for a Muslim overall, it is very, very important, my dear viewers. And this is something which if a person was to really implement, if a person was to add this to his characteristics, if he was to add it, my dear viewers of Madan Channel, to his mentality, really, then he would make wonders. This person would make wonders. What is this one thing, my dear viewers? It is softness. Being soft, being kind, being merciful. This is very, very important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces in the Quran, the first thing we recite, even whenever we recite any portion of the Quran, we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's name I begin with, the most merciful, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for all of mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that person who was very, very soft. Even to his enemies, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was soft. People would, you know, subject him to difficulty, hardship, torture even. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciprocated in such a manner, which is that of softness, my dear viewers. You know, there's a famous story mentioned that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting. And a person, you know, he possessed enmity, mazallah, towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nobody around. And this person, what does he do? He unsheathes his sword. And he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, tell me, who will save you now? Allahu Akbar, he was the enemy, his intent was ma'azallah to kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did he do? He unsheathes his sword, he's ready to attack the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will save you now? You know, normally there's people with you, but now you are alone, you are completely defenseless, you have nobody to defend you, there's nobody around, you have no weapon, I have a sword, tell me who will defend you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies with one word. He replies with one word, my dear viewers of the channel. He says, Allah. And it said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam, he says that Allah will help me. That person, he begins to, you know, you could say, have some sort of spasms, man. He begins to shake. He's terrified. And he shakes so much that the sword falls out of his hand. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he takes that sword. And then he says to this person, he says, now who will save you? Allahu Akbar. And that person, he replied, that forgive me, you are the, you know, you're so kind, you are merciful, allow me to go. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, now remember, this person was just, he was trying to kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what he wished to do. To kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before that, to mock the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by asking such a question. His intent was to mock him. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when he had his sword in hand, he was so confident, he was ready to mazala kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tables turned. Well, subhanAllah, it's not literal, my dear viewers, but tables turned.
And now the Prophet ﷺ had his sword in his hand, and he said, "Now I have your sword. Now who will protect you from me?" That person says, "Your Kareem, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are generous." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives him and allows him to go. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, really there's a huge lesson from this. A huge lesson. Why? Because yes, generally we speak about being soft, and yes, generally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind. He was generally so merciful. But this was not a normal situation. This situation was such that this was the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person, he was about to kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his intent. That's why he went on to find in search for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to kill him. And now the tables had turned. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in power. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the sword in his hand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the ability to do whatever he wished. This was revenge, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. A option for revenge, to take his revenge. But at that time, my dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to be kind. The Prophet ﷺ chose to be merciful. So one thing is generally to be soft, to be kind, and to be merciful. Another is when your enemy is facing you. He's trying to kill you. And then you being mercy. Then you being merciful, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is true mercy, subhanAllah. This is true softness, true kindness. And undoubtedly it is a beautiful example, because it is from the most beautiful of people. Because it is from the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And this is today's topic, my dear viewers. Something for you again to add to your list. Let's keep speaking about this list. MashaAllah, just, you know, I'm watching Rise and Shine to your list, my dear viewers on the channel. Watching Madani Channel every day for a minimum of 1 hour and 12 minutes, add this to your list. And for those people, just a quick side note, my dear viewers, for those that wish to gain a perfect list, then there's one which is ready made for you. Really there is. And what is this? This is Madani In'amat, my dear viewers. Madani In'amat, it's in many languages, various languages, in the English language also. You can download it on the Dawat Islami website, Madani In'amat. There you will find a list of, depending on, you know, it's suitable for your person, for the person himself. Generally, you know, 72, my dear viewers, something to read each and every single day, something to tick across. This is perfect, my dear viewers, written for you, ready-made. You just take the booklet. You can even do it on your phone. There's an application on the App Store, my dear viewers, and its equivalent place, so I think it is called. You can also download it on there. And that's a side note, my dear viewers. One thing to add is being soft, being kind. Be merciful. And let's listen to our daily reminder. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, contentment is one of the excellent traits among the most exalted traits of a human being. A content person succeeds in abandoning their desires, whereas a greedy person always keeps wandering here, there, and everywhere while becoming the slave of his nafs. A content person is privileged to pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, whereas a greedy person starts moaning and complaining if any of his desires does not be fulfilled. A content person becomes a sign of a person's high spirituality, intellectuality, nobility, piety, and patience, whereas following desires makes a person fall prey to the traps of greed and miserliness and becomes a means of keeping a person away from spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. My sweet Islamic brothers, we as Muslims need to be content with what our Lord has given us. What we have to see is whatever we earn is written within our book that you will earn this much money throughout your life. My sweet Islamic brothers, why cannot we be content with that? When Allah Azza wa Jal writes for somebody else, you will have these many cars or you will earn this much money, what happens, my sweet Islamic brothers? We, as human beings, look at that and we say, why has he got this and why haven't I got this? Why has he got a big bungalow and why has he got a big mansion and why haven't I got a big mansion? Why does he wear these clothes and why can't I wear these clothes? My sweet Islamic brothers, please remember one thing. It is written in his kismet to earn that much money. It was written in our kismet to earn this much money. My sweet Islamic brothers, are you complaining? Do we complain about why we haven't got this? Because if we are complaining, then who are we? What audacity do we have to complain to Allah Azza wa Jal? We cannot complain to Allah Azza wa Jal because He is Ghafoorul Rahim. He is our Malik. He is the one that writes our rizq. My sweet Islamic brothers, if we are going to complain, then we are complaining to Allah Azza wa Jal. So, the answer to this is one thing only. And that is, when you see somebody who is earning more than you, say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you more, give you abundant. And when you get money or whenever you get whatever you want, say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah who has given me this. And when you feel hardship, still say, Allah Azza wa Jal, all praise be to you. But please don't make my life so hard for me. My sweet Islamic brothers, praise your Lord abundantly, abundantly, abundantly. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever you have will get more. Spend in the way of Allah. You watch, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will definitely get 10 times more. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, as you are watching Rise and Shine today, we are speaking about softness, being soft. Even in your speech, your actions, whatever you do, be soft, be kind, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. That is today's lesson. SubhanAllah, we have not finished the Madani views of Madani Channel. There is much more to be shared now. Softness could be in many forms. It could be that generally you are soft to those who are young. You should be soft to those who are elderly, Madani viewers. We've heard the examples of softness to your enemies, Madani viewers. Softness to the people. Softness really does make wonders. But Alhamdulillah, Islam is such a religion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the entire mankind. Other prophets were sent to particular nations, particular communities. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the entire mankind, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was merciful. He was a mercy for entire mankind, but not only mankind, also jinn kind. Not only the jinn, my dear viewers, even the animals. Yes, it's said that once a person was sharpening his knife in front of an animal. Now, meaning to before slaughtering the animal, before sacrificing the animal. Now, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he reprimanded this person.
He says, are you trying to harm it many times? Are you trying to slaughter it many times? You should have sharpened your knife before. Meaning, do not even sharpen your knife. You know, whenever you slaughter an animal, animals are slaughtered for them, you know, for food to be provided. We eat meat. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reprimanded a person for sharpening his knife. For sharpening his knife in front of the animal. Why? The animal is going to see that knife. That animal is going to become scared. It's going to become troubled, worried. I'm going to be killed with that knife. This animal, imagine when this animal is thinking. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, who else cares, really? So many other people, they think, so what? Is the animal just looking at it? You know, it probably doesn't understand. No, my dear viewers, really. Even in this day and age when we speak about animal rights, subhanAllah, look at the level Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us 1400 years ago, my dear viewers. Nearly 1500 years ago. Do not even sharpen your knife in front of the animal. This really is a true example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a mercy for all of mankind. We too should be merciful. We too should be soft, my dear viewers of the channel. Let's quickly move to our next segment of the day, which is a daily hadith sharif, a daily saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, something which we hear on a daily basis, mashallah, and then we shall be joined by our guest. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Qur'an, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Qur'an, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Qur'an, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Qur'an, it cleanses our hearts. And it will be the Qur'an that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Qur'an that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Qur'an. And may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Qur'an. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. Now, the topic, my dear viewers, is softness. There are many ways, many forms in being soft. And one form is kindness. Generally, kindness, my dear viewers, is what I'm referring to. And one form is forgiving debts. Or even being not so harsh when it comes to, you know, if somebody owes you money, my dear viewers, being kind, being nice, being... So like being affectionate in such a way, my dear viewers, that you are easy with them. You do not pressurize them. You know, they may already be in some sort of difficulty. And one thing is to forgive them, which is brilliant. You know, for example, we have the example of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Imam of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What do we learn from his life? Once he was walking and he sees another person who looks back at him and quickly hides. He looks back at him and then he quickly hides. And Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's wondering that, what is the reason for this? Why is it that that person saw me and he hid? Now, Allahu Akbar, imagine that happened with us. We think, oh, that person, look at him, he's trying to hide from me due to this and this reason and due to such and such thing. No, my dear viewers, he went and he approached him. And he said that, this is what I saw. Can you please tell me, what is the reason for this? That person, he replied, that the reason for this is because I saw you and I remember that I owed you money and I'm not able to pay in that money, so I got scared, so I quickly hid. Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's honestly his kindness. He says, Allahu Akbar, you got scared of me and for this reason you hid? He says, I forgive that money you owe me. I forgive that money you owe me. You please forgive me for you becoming frightened. That pain you may have felt, that emotion you may have felt upon seeing me, please forgive me for this. This was his God consciousness, my dear viewers, how he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he had perfect right, he's done nothing wrong. But yet, how polite and kind he is, my dear viewers. MashaAllah, we do have our respected Mawlana Tabriz Sahib, who has joined us, my dear viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahi wa barakatuhu, ya Sayyidi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, Tabriz bhai. MashaAllah, we have a picture of the day. I hope you've taken a good look at that. I will come to you soon in regards to the picture. But first, what do you have for us today?
MashaAllah, firstly, I should say that your face is glittering a lot today, mashallah, and the set also looks so beautiful in the background.
By the way, this is the same we had last year, Tabriz
bhai. Mashallah, I think we are meeting after some time, Shabazz bhai. But however, alhamdulillah, all I would like to say is that your topic is very excellent, and it is something which is related to our society in relation to politeness, to softness of the heart, mashallah. And at the end of the day, Shabazz bhai, all of this, it all boils down to a thing called kindness. And kindness is a very beautiful quality which also rounds up good mannerism. You know, akhlaq, all these are components for a person to be a better person. So you can only be soft and kind-hearted if you have good mannerism and good akhlaq, I would say, Shabazz bhai. And the example that you had given previously are excellent, mashallah. The ahadith and the beautiful narrations that you have mentioned. We are living in times where the anger sits at the tip of our tongue or at the tip of the nose, and you know, we get angry for petty little issues. Talaqs are given, families are broken because we don't know how to be soft and kind-hearted anymore. And this have broken, you know, separated brothers from each other, parents and family members and all of that. So the list can go on. All I would say is that there is a beautiful, you know, verse from the Holy Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt forgiveness and command to do good and turn away from the ignorant ones. Allahu Akbar. You know, the greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relations with the one who breaks off relations with you. Now, only this hadith, Shabazz bhai, is, you know, it's sufficient for us to understand that if we want our accountability to be easy on the day of judgment, we want Allah Azza wa Jal to shower His blessings and His mercy upon us, why should we not practice the beautiful teachings and sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? I mean, in your previous lectures, mashallah, we have always heard, Shabazz bhai, that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the best example to mankind. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had mentioned so beautifully when he had penned this amazing couplet, Tere khalq ko haq ne azim kaha, Tere khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kiya, Tere khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہ تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم. There was no one like the Holy Rasul, there is no one like him, and never would there be anyone like the Holy Rasul. So these examples are found in the blessed teachings and in the blessed life of the Holy Rasul. So politeness is something which is a great quality, Shabazz Bhai, and I also make dua that Allah blesses me with this quality. And when our leader, our mentor, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has these amazing qualities, mashallah. You know, the more knowledgeable a person is, the more wealth he has. I feel, in my opinion, in my worthless opinion, he is the one that should possess more politeness and humbleness in him, because he is the one that's often tested with these qualities. You know, there are situations where as you burst, you get angry, you don't know how to handle situations. But when you compare your life to the blessed life of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are so many examples. For example, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, I was walking along with the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was wearing a beautiful, a unique shawl, which was known as a Najrani shawl. The ends of that shawl, or scarf was quite thick. And a person came from the back and he jerked that shawl so hard, and that caused some pain to the Holy Rasul. In other words, he strangled the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and he demanded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I also want some wealth of booty. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that it was such a horrible scene to see the way he demanded that money. I mean, he could have asked without even doing what he had done. But when the Holy Rasul Sallam got a grip of his shawl and he removed himself away from that person, instead of retaliating, instead of, you know, shouting at him and saying, you know what, is this any way of you asking for the wealth that you're asking for? But he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in return, he smiled, and with politeness, with humbleness, he turned toward Hazrat Anas and he said, Oh Anas, radiallahu an, whatever he has asked for, granted to him. Allahu Akbar. I mean, Shabazz, by this waqia itself shows us, you know, the beautiful, outstanding characteristics of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do you know the way you mentioned a person who has authority, you know, he has more of an opportunity and is even more difficult for that person. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the authority. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now imagine this. Would anybody ever possess the audacity, ever have, as we say, the guts to go to any leader and grip him like that? No, everyone would be scared to do it. But yet this person, he had the audacity to do that with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it teach us? It teaches us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so soft, he was so kind. He wasn't a leader where people feared him. Nobody was. He was a very, very soft and kind person. A very, very soft and kind person, that a person is able to go and do that. It's mentioned another person, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken some dates from him. And he asked for them to be, although it wasn't the time, but he asked for them to be returned, and he gripped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Dr. Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, I'll kill him. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed, he was in a position of authority. And yet, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He actually reprimanded Hazrat Umar Farooq. He said, you should not say this, but rather you should have said, you know, nicely, that why don't you give some dates? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, go get dates and give extra dates to him also. Why? Because you brought fear to him when you said that. Allahu Akbar. And that person was who? He was Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. At that time he was not a Muslim. He believed in the previous scriptures. He saw that, you know, there were many signs mentioned for the last and final messenger. He saw all them signs in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except two signs. That when he is tested, he will reciprocate in such a manner which will be soft, and he will be even more soft than anybody else. And then he said, I was testing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I know these attributes are within him, I accept Islam also. So subhanAllah, the brave, I do apologize for cutting in there, but it's beautiful, isn't it, that a person was able to do this in the first place.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. In fact, Shabazz Bhai, as you're speaking about this, you know, leave alone the beautiful, outstanding characteristics and akhlaq of our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which of course is the world's perfect example to give. But he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had trained his Sahaba Ikram, and you know, they have taken these amazing qualities from the Holy Rasulullah. For example, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, you know, in a battlefield, and he was on top of a person and was about to behead him, for he was the enemy of Allah and his Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. You know, this story also, many of us know, mashallah, but why aren't we taking the valuable lessons from these amazing stories of the blessed Sahaba? And when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu left him because he spat on the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so he was amazed and he said, well, you know, I was under your sword and you did not behead me, you did not hurt me. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied to him, he said, well, the first time I was about to behead you was because you are the enemy of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the moment you spat on my face, Allahu Akbar, you have actually provoked my ego and my anger, and at this time, if I had to harm you or hurt you, it would have been for my carnal desires and not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in such a situation, to be soft, I mean, Shabazz Bhai, this is also linked to softness and kindness once again, that they would exactly know where to draw the line, Allahu Akbar. They would never allow their egos and their personal grudge to intervene in Islam, in the, you know, religious activities, subhanallah, in the ibadat.
Tabriz Bhai, mashallah, apologize for again interjecting. Tabriz Bhai, mashallah, your words, beautiful, mashallah, azzawajal, you know, where the companions were so compassionate, they were so kind. Madivi was a very, very soft, and even the strongest of companions, or who's known to be the strongest, Hazrat Umar Farooq, he would cry every night. His wife would ask him, why is it you are crying? And he would be worried that in his kingdom they are the old, the elderly, there are the weak, there are those people who are hungry, and he's worried he'll be questioned on the Day of Judgment. Even for a thirsty dog on the bank of a river, he fears that he shall be questioned on the Day of Judgment. This is kindness, mercy, my dear viewers. The Braze Bhai, we do have a picture. Now, to be honest, Allahu Akbar, when I looked at that picture, I don't know what made me think it, but I just imagine you, You're pouring in some cereal. Tabriz Bhai, what's your take on the picture?
Allahu Akbar. Shabazz Bhai, you know, once again, you have put the picture between us both, like the last time. Allahu Akbar. However, I'm looking at the picture right now, and you know, it's something which is very serious, you know, in our current day and age. It basically, what the lesson what I derive from this picture is basically this, that every morning, you know, our food, our meals supposed to be nutritious. It's supposed to be healthy. Allah, and what's happening is that we are actually eating these cereals in the morning, which is the ego of likes. In the mornings when we get up from our beds, instead of looking or eating something healthy, go to the kitchen, you know, make salam to everybody.
Do you see the F on the cereal box?
Yes.
Do you know what that stands for?
Yes, it's Facebook. We're actually getting the Facebook and the likes. So this is what we are eating. We are eating the ego of likes. How many people have liked our posts? How many people have put comments on our statuses or whatever we have mentioned on the Facebook? So this is like so unhealthy, Shabazz Bhai. And this ego actually has caused us to be the people we are today.
Allah. Another perfect example. Similarly, you can see the bowl which is used. It looks like that which is used for a dog, isn't it?
Yes, Allah.
This is what's used for, you know, like a dog or maybe a cat, a domestic animal, my dear viewers of Madani Shalom. Now, to me, the Braze Bhai, one thing I thought, you know, just another thing you could say which could be added, is that the difference between man and animal, my dear viewers, is controlling desires. Controlling our carnal desires, my dear viewers, being able to control things. Animals, they do not. Animals, they do not, my dear viewers of Madani Shalom. So we too should control our desires. And whether that be, you know, what we watch over the internet, whatever we are seeing on TV, all social media, TV generally, my dear viewers, we should be very, very careful what we are feeding ourselves. What we are feeding ourselves. Because this type of food is not that for humans, but rather that for animals. To be whatever we desire, to always fulfill our needs, to always fulfill our desires. This should not be our job. Tabriz bhai, jazakallahu khaira. The reason I did ask you that question was because I thought you were just, subhanallah, I just thought you were going to something else. But mashallah, your example was brilliant, Tabriz bhai. I'll actually say, mashallah, that was a brilliant example you gave me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Any other last words? We have gone over time.
Well, Shabazz bhai, I appreciate the fact that you had, mashallah, allowed me to be on your show, on your program, Rise and Shine. And this program has actually made a huge change in our society, mashallah, especially in South Africa. We thank you from the depths of our heart as well. And we hope to, inshallah, be in the UK soon, or else, inshallah, we hope to have you in South Africa in one of our programs in the early echo, inshallah. Very soon. In the interim, inshallah, we should recite abundance of darood upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, inshallah, let us repent from our sins every single day, inshallah, and try and better our lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah, wa azzal. Jazakallah khairat abriz bhai. My dear viewers of the channel, do not forget today's lesson. Be kind, be polite. Mashallah, abriz bhai, for those kind words. Jazakallah khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless you. And that's all for now. Continue to rise and shine. Keep this on your mind that you must send salawat upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.